Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Subtitle, I Love Jazz and Why. Uh-oh. I Love Jazz and Why? Question mark. So do you like jazz? I know I love jazz. I grew up with jazz, and I was taught about how great it is and was and will be. So, and they don't even pronounce it J-A-Z-Z. They go J-A-Z, jazz. What's up with that jazz? See, I like that. We got a little track about Louis Armstrong, of course, considered one of the founders of jazz. And we got some more great stuff. A New Day, Althea Renee performs Wishing on a Star, Damian Escobar doing his thing. And it's called Thing. I must say it right now because people would say, Dan, you're using slang and we don't want that. And I say, okay, I'll be British for a day. But I got a track by Sade, The Big Unknown, Cindy Bradley, Frank Sinatra, my main guy. You know, I'm gonna play some Frank. And Chuck Loeb, Music Inside. Chuck's bad, man. And so we got some great music. Sarah Vaughan, I'm in the mood for love. Oh, I forgot. I got to be a smooth jazz announcer, right? Yeah. We got some smooth jazz for you tonight. You're going to be listening to the smoothest jazz on air. We got a track called Butter. And it's smooth. How about that? Anyway, we got a great jazz show for you tonight. Yes, I'm feeling great as I keep working on the animation characters. And I'm getting ready to go to school. Yay! So I can learn how to make them walk and talk and run. With David Warner, I start on the 23rd of this month. Oh, man. And I won't have a dime after this because he's charging me up the yin-yang, but I'll be happy. Anyway, it's 7:06. We're going to get the show started. If you would like to listen to the show on your phone, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. And if you want to listen to the show on air, go to dsmpublications.net and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. So you got a couple of ways to do it and get to it. So we're going to start off with a track from Benny King, but it's not Benny King doing it. I told you a lot of jazz artists, they take tracks from back in the day, and they turn it into jazz tracks. Well, Alexandra took Benny King. She's a female sax player. And she took Stand By Me, and she did it as a cover, which means that she reduplicated it her way. All right, so at 7:07, let's get to it with Alexandra doing Ben E. King, Stand By Me. Boom. And that was Alexandra doing Benny King Stand by me. Hey, we're going to play this track called A New Day. And I'm telling you, it's a new day. We're not going to have any more snow, I hope. And I'm happy because I did not have a snow blower this year. I was outside actually blowing the snow. And the kids down the street, I mean, the snow was all in my face. I was on the ground, and I was blowing, shoot, 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 trying to warm it up so it'd go away. And I was shoot, shoot, shoot. And then I had a candle, and I was throwing the candle on the snow. And the kid said, "Mister, that's not going to work. You can't melt the snow." So anyway, the people in the straitjackets came and said, "Don, you better get lost." All right, I'm just joking, man. Can't you laugh? It's a corny joke. All right, blowing, making the snow melt. Oh, man, you've been watching too much of Underdog. Anyway, let me play this track, A New Day. just love some jazz. And tonight, the name of the show is All That Jazz. Now, as usual, subtitle, I Love Jazz and Why. Because I grew up with jazz. My older brothers loved jazz. One of them was a jazz drummer who was really good. And what can I say? I mean, jazz is the epitome of good music. You know, and I like the new music, too. The new music's good. And the music, new music is really great, actually, because a lot of new jazz artists are popping up, especially in the females. They're really singing a lot of jazz. They like the wording in the jazz and the sounds of the instruments and the sax. It sounds so sexy. See, you thought I was going to say something else, but I'm not. But it's just, you know, jazz is good. I'm going to play this track by Althea Renee. She's performing Wishing on a Star live. And again, taking the vocal sounds of a song and making it work for jazz.
Thank you. never lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? Should have never tried to play. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
We were lovers.
We were lovers.
And the best of friends.
And the best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be that. Always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity. Before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
By renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Adventure by renowned American author Don S. McClure is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident. This tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, a new world of adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Whoa! And she is back with us on our team. Her name is Cash Jackson. And I got it from an inside source that she might be the new voice for Crystal Catherine Magic, a.k.a. Commander KK. Oh, man. You know, she does a lot of our announcements anyway, and I was pondering in the studio kind of like a mad scientist. Who can I create? What voice can I use? And I came up with a little bird. He said, Cass Jackson, Cass Jackson, use her, use her. No, I must search the world for a voice. Cass Jackson. All right, shut up, I might. Oh, that is so wrong with you. Anyway, we got a good show for you tonight. We got an interview coming up about Louis Armstrong. a legend in jazz, but before then played George Porter, Insanity with Layla Hathaway. And before that, we played Althea Renee doing Wishing on a Star. And we're going to jump to a Sade track called The Big Unknown. Because, you know, Sade is one of the best jazz artists out there. I mean, she's just really great. And we got some more Cindy Bradley, Surrender, music from the inside, Chuck Loeb. I got to play that before we get to Louis Armstrong. So let me get to these tracks. And when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. So I'm going to play Sade, and then I'm going to play Chuck Loeb. How about that? Stick that in your fluorescent tube and don't smoke it. Look at it. Hey, did you know Alexis now can do glasses? I kid you not. They got a new commercial where Alexa, if you buy these glasses, they can do echo, and Alexa will. I don't know what she does, but they think she could even see now. That's crazy.
Only love could bring us, to this bitter plane. Only one of us, who's gonna walk away? Here in the deep.
You like that? That was tough, man. Chuck Lowe. You know, I like some Chuck Lowe. Man, it's Peter White, David Walker. Just tons of great jazz artists. Oh, but I forgot. Tonight I got to be smooth. And it's a lot of great jazz artists. Tons of them. And they're magnificent to listen to. You listen to WDSM Network. The All That Jazz Now Show, featuring Donis McClure. I like that, man. All right, we're going to get to this interview. Donnie crazy. Louis Armstrong, considered one of the greatest. Yeah, I like the way he does. Jazz, man, jazz. I never found out why he talks like that. So I'm going to have to do some research. I got a friend of mine that knows the history of New Orleans. And I'm going to ask her. She did an animation picture today. And say, you ain't the only one that can do animation. I'm sending you animation too. She's a strong-willed woman. All right. Let's get to the Louis Armstrong.
Continuing the jazz theme from last night's Music Night here on BBC Four First this evening, we hear from some incredible jazz legends in their own words.
Jazz has been hailed as one of the most significant musical forms of the 20th century, America's gift to the world. And the BBC archives contain hundreds of hours of performance and interviews with some of the greatest names in American jazz.
Well, here we are again.
But it could so easily have been otherwise. Towards the end of the 1930s, as Hitler's Nazi Party tightened its grip on German society, the Director General of the BBC, Lord Rees, expressed some sympathy with the regime in one specific matter. The music of the moment, known as hot jazz. In a memo, he described its influence as degrading. Germany has banned hot jazz, and I'm sorry that we should be behind in dealing with this filthy product of modernity. The very word jazz was said to be derived from a slang name for sex, and it became a label to an age of excess. Luckily for us, Lord Rees didn't have the last word on the subject. The BBC, in fact, led the way with coverage of jazz on television. From the late 50s to the late 70s, one legend after another from the golden age of jazz was captured, playing and talking about some of the century's greatest music.
It's not the length, and it ain't what you do, it's how you do it.
That's nice.
Fun. My thing is having fun.
From the ever suave Duke Ellington, to the irrepressible Louis Armstrong, to that master of swing, Count Basie, to the man who blew in the dazzling new style known as bebop, Dizzy Gillespie, and the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald. Together, they created a musical revolution. This is how they did it, in their own words. There was no more celebrated jazz survivor and no greater entertainer than the man they called Pops, Louis Armstrong.
For me, the
most incredible thing about Louis Armstrong is I listen to lots of his records, and when I hear him sing a song, I suddenly go, that's a fantastic song. And I'd heard the song before, or I might have heard it, it might have sort of been in my consciousness, but never noticed it. But when he does it, I go, that's a great song. I want to play this song now. And that is what a great artist is, an artist who basically makes you notice something that you hadn't noticed before and brings it to life.
Now the pale shining underneath the glow, the folks are crooning soft and low.
No one had a better pedigree. His lips scarred from a lifetime's blowing. He's singing about a deep south that only ever existed in song.
When it's sleepy time down south.
But he knew the reality. After all, he came from where the music came from, New Orleans. It was here that the great gumbo mix of African rhythms, ragtime, gospel, blues, and marching bands all came together. He'd had a brutally hard start in life. His mother worked as a prostitute, and as a boy, Louis had a job delivering coal to the brothels or sporting houses of the city's notorious Storyville district. As he told the BBC in 1970, he kept his eyes and ears open.
Well, quite naturally, they're standing there with nothing on but a shimmies, and we'd call them tethers at the time, you know. So they have me, a little boy, and you know, put some coal on the grate, you know. Quite natural, got to take a mug there right quick, because they'd see me, they'd slap me down. Yeah, I used to do all that. But I used to hear all that good music, too. I could hear the best music there was down there. All your best musicians.
Music came to his rescue. The young Louis was sent to the local waif's home for discharging a firearm in the street. He was given a bugle to learn, joined the band, and soon got noticed.
I was pretty fast on the horn. He used to call me Little Louis, you know. And I went up real fast from that. That's where I commenced to get known among all the sporting people. The women used to come in and big stockings full of money and make me have a bottle of beer with them and could blow them blues, you know, they like the way I blew them blues. And then King Oliver thought so much of my blowing, so he'd come down when he get off and sit up on the bench and listen to me play. He used to tell me all the time, play more lead on that horn. I was just like a clarinet, like the guys run up down the horn nowadays, popping and things. I was doing all that, fast fingers and everything. So he just told me, play some lead on that horn, boy, you know.
Louis played the riverboats, but when his hero and father figure, Joe King Oliver, took his band to Chicago, he soon called for his protege to join him. He was following the course of the Great Migration, undertaken by thousands of black Americans from the segregated South. Only in this case, it was the start of one of the most fabulous careers in American music. In Joe Oliver's band was Lil Hardin, a classically trained piano player. She would become the second Mrs. Armstrong and gave Louis the push he needed.
I told him, I said, now, I don't want to be married to a second trumpet player. He says, what are you talking about? I said, well, I don't want to be married to a second trumpet player. I want you to play first. He said, well, I can't play first. Joe's playing first. I said, well, that's why you got to quit. He said, I can't quit Mr. Joe. Mr. Joe sent for me, and I can't quit him. I said, well, it's Mr. Joe or me.
No contest. Armstrong left and joined the New York band of Fletcher Henderson, and jazz would never be the same again.
His sense of melody was just so captivating. Yet there was always this feeling of excitement when you'd hear him play. And really, he's the person where the group interaction of jazz playing from the New Orleans, Dixieland traditional style It's where it changed and turned into the soloist. He really was the first great soloist.
To stand on your own two legs and suddenly bring the crowd alight with a solo was the thing that he started doing. And by 1928, he was simply wonderful at it.
Louis trod a very fine line between being a popular entertainer, somebody who had enormous appeal to the general public, both by being an avuncular personality and a great singer, a wonderful interpreter of a lyric. But at the same time, he was an artist. He was somebody whose every note on the trumpet was profound improvisation.
Louis Armstrong's performance on recordings from the late 20s became the blueprints for the future of jazz.
And he'd always save enough to play the high note at the end. So there'd be this great form that he had, natural form. He wouldn't play too many high notes before that very one at the end, so it'd have maximum impact at the end. Of course, he got the great West End blues cadenza, which is at the beginning. For once, he turns it upside down. So the beginning of West End blues goes something like this. Fantastic stuff that no one had done before. So the combination of this melodic, harmonic invention plus the sound.
Louis' first movie appearance was astonishing too, in a bizarre short in which he performed a song called Shine.
Louis is seen as a character in a dream of somebody who's hit on the head. And we go to a mythical heaven in which this group of African-American musicians is playing, and we see Louis himself, a very fit man wearing a leopard skin.
My hair is burning, just because my teeth are burning.
Shine might be a racist lyric, just because my hair is curly, just because my teeth are pearly, but on the other hand, Louis dignifies it.
Just because my color shade makes difference.
I don't think he's miming in that clip. We are actually hearing what he's playing, and what he's playing is instant creation. Very few characters combine a sense that you're in the presence of art being created with every note, but at the same time, accessible and somebody who reaches out and connects with the person in the street. And I think Louis does that better than anybody in the entire history of jazz.
By the early 30s, although Louis was at the top of his game musically, he had other worries. He'd been arrested for possession of marijuana in California, and gangsters from Chicago and New York were wrangling over his contract. To escape, his manager booked a tour to Europe. He arrived in style and gained a nickname, Satchmo. Louis' concerts at the London Palladium provoked mixed reactions. Some walked out. This film from that period shows a style wilder than many record fans were expecting. One newspaper compared him to James Joyce, another to an untrained gorilla.
Is anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know, show to me.
But the important thing was, the young man from New Orleans was on the way to becoming an international star. He would revisit Europe many times over the next four decades, where enthusiastic journalists waited to greet him.
And we are very, very glad, Mr. Armstrong, to welcome you into Panorama this evening. I hope you enjoyed listening to that just now.
Convenient, that is.
Thank
always
you.
Always convenient.
Now, with you is Kenneth Alsop of the Daily Mail. Kenneth Alsop knows a lot more about jazz than I do, and you are now his victim for the next 7 minutes.
Well, let's sit down and make ourselves comfortable.
Okay, David.
Good to see you back in London again.
Oh, yeah. Always stay blessed and brilliant.
I see Mrs. Armstrong's with you.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh,
Mrs. Armstrong, do you always go with Louis wherever he goes?
Yes, I do, Kenneth.
It's your job to look after him.
Yes, so. Well, that's part of my marital vows, to take care of the husband.
Through the 50s and 60s, Louis became a proud ambassador for America, even traveling to Africa to spread the word of jazz.
And do you feel that jazz is a universal language? Do you think
it
overcomes politics and nationalities?
It's strong in the Masons, jazz.
But you, everywhere you've been, have you found people like jazz?
That's right. I mean, we couldn't say nothing in their language, but every time we start wailing, that was it. Mm. You know, we didn't have to worry about nothing then.
Louis Armstrong was a buoyant character, and he very much saw himself as an entertainer. So entertaining was what he was about. But I think with any entertainer who becomes extremely popular, and he became extremely popular, there's always a backlash. And he suffered from that backlash.
Are you still playing the same kind of music now as you played?
Why should I change? I originated all it, whatever it derived from. Why should I play anything different?
Do you think your warm, emotional kind of entertaining can make better friends between black and white people?
I think so. I mean, I'm black and I have a lot of white fans. So you got it in technical there.
By the 1960s, a new kind of political confrontation over civil rights and a new generation of jazz musicians were making Satchmo style seem more outdated than ever.
White people are responsible for all my success. And I don't care how much they march. I mean, after all, white people have stood behind Satch to put him right where he is. So, you know, I got to love him. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. I send in my donation for the cause or whatever they're doing, you know, for the Negro to the extent. But the Negro didn't put me where I am today. The white people did. Watch that. So now on the rebound, the credit goes to the white people. Period.
Louis said at a fairly early stage in his life that what a black entertainer should do for his own security was to have a well-connected white man standing by him who would put his hand, this is how he put it, he'd put his hand on his shoulder and say, this is my N-word, which I'm not going to say. And, of course, that was right at the time, if you wanted to look after yourself and get on. And he'd been treated in that way in New Orleans well, so it was experience that told him that. Succeeding generations did not want to hear that. And so he would get into trouble, PC-type trouble, later in life. And it became attached to his performing style as well, because there was the grinning and the mugging and the handkerchief waving and so on. All that seemed to attach to a very old, almost minstrelly era view of what a performer should be.
Louis Armstrong left his mark on the world of music and on everyone who ever met him.
Wow. You know, and I was listening to Wynton Marsalis, and he said he played a lot of Buddy Bolden's music, who was one of the cats that Louis Armstrong grew up admiring. And they gave Buddy Bolden a hard time because he was considered the king of jazz before Louis. And at that time, there was really just a strong racial hatred of blacks that could play. You know, it was just a fact. And Buddy Bolden paid the price. And that goes to think about sometimes when you're the first in a turbulent time, you run into the issues and sometimes you don't become the benefactor of your great talent. So Louis Armstrong and a lot of the others said, hey, we owe Buddy Bolden, just like Big Maybell was around doing great jazz. We got some more jazz music for you. We're going to jump to Cindy Bradley, an artist that I really just like to hear play the saxophone. And she's bad, man. So I'm going to put on my little smooth jazz voice. Yeah, we're going to play some Cindy Bradley on the jazz. Cindy Bradley. And you know, women have come a long way in jazz, especially on the instrumental side. You know, we're used to them singing. Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Dakota Staden, Big Maybell, Gloria Staten, or whatever her name is. And, you know, a lot of great female artists. And to switch over and start playing instruments and stuff must have been shocking. I'm going to look up when the first female picked up a saxophone and became a jazz artist. I got a kind of, you know, I got one of them inquiry minds that want to know. You know, I used to get in trouble all the time in school. And the teacher would say something. I'd say, "Teacher, how you know that's right? Where'd you find it at?" She said, "Don, do you want to go to the principal's office?" I said, "But I just asked. Because you don't sound like you're telling the truth. Get out. Down to the principal's office." Okay, all right. Anyway, let me play this track by Frank Sinatra. "For Once in My Life." I'll try not to get in trouble.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of, long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me, and I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you won't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone. Yeah, for once in my life, I found someone. For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me.
Hey, did you know I sang that one night at a karaoke? They had a jazz karaoke. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Donis McClure is here. We're going to do jazz. And he's a favorite person who likes Frank Sinatra. Don, what you going to sing? I say, "Man, for Once in My Life." And all the little girls went, "Yay! For once in your life! Stop doing jazz, you heathen!" But anyway, I was thinking that for once in my life, I got someone who needs me, and I know that I can be strong. Oh, man, see, I could cut. I know y'all don't believe. Let me play this track by Sarah Vaughan. "I'm in the Mood for Love." That's a hell of a song. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to find out when the first female artist picked up a saxophone and started playing jazz. So let me get Sarah Vaughan. Then we got some Damien Escobar. And Damien, bad man.
"Mm-hmm. simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of the weather? This little dream might fade. We put our hearts together. Now we're one. I'm not afraid if they cloud above. If it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
And we are back, and that's one of my most explosive books, My Sister Tiana. It's a spy thriller, unmatched by any other. I sound like the man in Gladiator.
and on the barren plains of Zama, there stood the invincible armies of Hannibal, bent on ruthless destruction. Oh, I like that. All right, let me get to David Escobar and play this track. Am I wrong? Damien Escobar, oh, it's bad.
Keep it.
And that was Damien Escobar, a back-to-back track. Did you know it's 8:37? We only got 20 more minutes to go. Man, this is really a great evening. I'm going to play a track by Paul Taylor called Long Way Home, and I'm going to back it up with a track called Silent Life by Fluff. Yes, F-L-U-F-F on the All That Jazz Now. I love jazz, and why? I don't know. I just love it. And we're back, and you're listening to All That Jazz Now. I Love Jazz and Why is our subtitle. And my answer to that, I grew up with jazz, and I was taught about how great it was. You know, my older brothers, they just love some jazz. And all the jazz artists they introduced me to were just phenomenal. My brother even got a chance to play with Herbie Hancock and Ramsey Lewis. You know, he was a jazz drummer. And I really admired my brother for going after some of the stuff he wanted to do. He worked for CTA in Chicago, drove a train, and was really a good family man, a good person. And I learned a lot from that. So, in the meantime, we got some great jazz for you. We got 11 minutes to go, and I am so thrilled with how the show has went today. Hey, I'm going to play this track before we get out of here by Althea Renee, and she's one of the most phenomenal young women who plays in jazz, an instrument. The track is called In the Moment. So how did you like that? It's a good piece of jazz. And I've been playing the best, man, like everybody. You know, and sometimes I'll play the same track over again. And I think I'm going to do that this time. We got 6 more minutes to go, so I'm going to play this track. I wanted to play, I think I will, Gregory Porter, Insanity, featuring Leila Hathaway, for our last track. I like it. I'm going to cry all over my computer.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose? Try to say love is a losing game. Should have never tried to play. Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Best of friends,
and best of friends. Oh.
And I hope that we can be that.
Ooh.
Oh, until the end. But it's always the friend inside that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
Stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far. Stop this insanity.
Yeah, yeah.
before we go too far.
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 Before we go too far. Before we go too far.
Well, I'm going to get ready to leave and do my thing and chicken wing. Oh, I can't say chicken wing on the jazz show. Oh, barbecue, man. Barbecue. Q for jazz. That's because you can't smell Q for jazz. Hey, I got to go. I got a minute, man. I have enjoyed jazz night, and I'm getting closer to this animation stuff I want to do and closer to having my own TV streaming network. All because of you out there. You. The people who believe in me and support me and think that I'm a great guy. Okay, anyway, I'm going to say goodnight. And it's 8:59. So let's get out of here and cheer. Tally-ho.